What about the issue of predictors of response or the lack of, and where that's going to head?
I think at this point it's really lack of predictors of response, which is one of our great frustrations. We have looked at a bunch of clinically based subsets in our E2100 data, including disease-free interval, previous therapy, steroid receptor status, sites of disease, and really could not identify a subset that didn't seem to benefit from adding bevacizumab.
What about the VEGF receptors on the cells? Has that been looked at?
That has not been looked at, though we have a lot of other plans for the E2100 correlative studies. We have archived primary tumor blocks from over 500 of the patients who were enrolled on E2100. Those are going to be looked at for VEGF expression as an initial test. We're also going to be using those to look at VEGF polymorphisms. And there are at least 5 polymorphisms of VEGF-A that have been identified. They all in some way decrease the potency of VEGF, either by decreasing its production or decreasing stability of the protein. They've been studied in other settings, and there's been suggestions that they decrease the risk of disease or decrease the aggressiveness of disease. But we have no idea if they influence the response to a VEGF inhibition or in that sort of therapy. There are 11 polymorphisms of the VEGF receptor 2, which is the one that we think is the most important. Those have been completely unstudied, but in some recent computer modeling that my colleague Brian Schneider did, one of those polymorphisms alters the ATP binding domain of the kinase, and you would expect to have a significant impact on function. So we are also going to be looking at polymorphisms in the VEGF receptor 2 to see if those host factors, those are genetic characteristics of the host, not something specific to the tumor, might influence response. We are hoping to get support and approval to use those same samples to do some genomic array studies to look at whether different mutations or combinations of gene expression within the tumor will affect response. And we've also collected in a serial fashion serum and urine for a variety of circulating markers, none of which to date have really panned out in predicting response, so we still have those samples stored. So if other possibilities come up, we'll be able to go back and interrogate those samples some more.